Hey, good morning. Guess what time it is? It's 5:53 a.m. in the morning, a.m. here in East Coast time, and it's 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. You see, we are up at the 5 a.m. hour. She's over here sleeping. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master, as a coach. And what I want to talk today about is micro reviews versus sprint review. And I think I mentioned the micro reviews before as a technique to help get your work done and get feedback from the customer. So we'll talk about that today a little bit. Simple subject, a little small thing. So again, this is our 636th episode of the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here on the show, we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way. So you can get home to your family. Well, one, get value to your customer. Two, not work crazy hours to get that value to your customer. Three, get you home to your family and friends so you can have fun, right? Have fun at work, have fun at home, and enjoy life. Everything's not all work all the time, though some people think it is. So, topic today. Why am I bringing this up? I had a really good sprint review the other day, where the team actually showed working software. I was so happy. So thank you. So they showed working software. So I got them up to the point. I showed working software. And got some feedback. There were small changes. Got feedback from the customer. Actually made some new requirement changes and wording changes on the screen that they got actually done earlier than the last day of the sprint. So they theoretically can make those changes before the sprint ends. It's good stuff. Well, it should be, right? Shouldn't be waiting until the last minute to do your review sometimes. I like to do it the day before if possible or early in the morning. So if there's minor changes, you make those changes or put them in the next sprint and be the first thing off the list of being done. So what's a micro review versus a sprint review? Well, here's my take on it. A micro review is for each story. Each story has its little mini review with the product owner. Here you demonstrate the software, but maybe it's a piece of an overall feature, right? It's not the whole thing. So they would look at it, agree with it, give you a quick feedback loop. Now, why do you do this? Because if you don't do this, and let me see if I got a whiteboard here. I do have a whiteboard. Thought I saw a thing to clean it with. I'm going to use my hand. I got this waste. I got what you call it on my fingers. Anyway, so here's your burn down chart. So get your classic burn down, draw my little thing, and you got your straight line, which we all know from previous discussions is just a snap, a chalk line snap from the day you start with the most number of points and the last day of the sprint and zero, right? This is time. Right. So ideally you'll have little tiny stairs, maybe as you go, and little stories get done. So ideally, as they're working, you show off a story. Every time it goes down a little bit on your chart for the points, a story got approved by the business owner, right? And then on the last day, so these are micro reviews. It's a great way to get feedback loops along you go. Like if they would have took, they did a sprint review, right? But if they would have took the little screen they had and showed it to the customer, they would have got their little micro review earlier in the process, right? The last one, the sprint review, is more of an integration. Of everything. See, the micro review, it'd be great if you have your team. You can do it by team or individual. Right? Preferably the team. The reason why is, let's say the customer decided they want to change something, but two other developers are also working on something that takes that information to the next step in the story. This way they got that feedback right away with everyone. It really doesn't take much. How long are these micro reviews? We're talking maybe 10 to 15 minutes. Okay. So the micro review is about 10, 15 minutes. Get feedback from the customer, make sure you're in the right track before you go coding everything on the planet. And I've been there, right? I shared where I did one thing and I had to go redo it all when I was doing the mirror board. So 10, 15 minutes. This sprint review could be anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. Okay. And this assumes a 2-week sprint. If it's a 1-month sprint and you only can demo a half hour's worth of work, I question how much value you really add to the company, to be honest with you. Imagine a whole team working for a month straight and not having enough work to demo for a half hour. That's pretty low. So something to think about. Hey, it's 6 o'clock. Phone went off. So this is the micro reviews. Every one of these little micro review demonstrating software or some aspect of it. And the last is a sprint review, which is like an integration of everything. This is a great opportunity. So if you definitely do individual at the micro reviews, right? Then it's team definitely. And why do I say team? Because now the team gets to see what everybody else did individually, right? So this is a chance for the team to see what the complete body of work was for the team. So you're really required, right? So in the sprint review, you want your entire team there so they can all see what everyone did during the sprint, because sometimes they just don't go to each one of these things, right? Be nice that they did. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes this is only like 5 minutes, to be honest with you. You know, 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 15. Doesn't have to take that long. Sometimes when you just want to show, hey, I just need 5 minutes of your time. I just want to show you what we got so far. Get your quick feedback loop and that it's okay to prove it, right? Because maybe it's a component of a multiple screen of multiple items. It's just that part. So this is the difference between a micro review and a sprint review, all right? So micro review can be 5 minutes. That'd be best, to be honest with you. Could be an individual team. A lot of times it's just an interview with the product owner, individual with the product owner. And then you get your sprint review, which is at the end of the sprint. It's the integration of all the smaller micro reviews. Everyone on the team's there. And it's at least a half hour to an hour demonstrating all that working software. It's kind of integration of everything. So that's what I wanted to share today for the micro reviews. It's a great way of getting this stair step down and getting feedback earlier in the loop rather than waiting to a sprint review. Because I've seen people who overinterpret the idea that we can't review or deploy work until the end of a sprint. And I'm like, who told you that? Because it never came from my lips. I've never said that. And I don't know who teaches that to people. They interpret like, well, it's a 2-week sprint, so we have to deliver every 2 weeks, which means we don't show any work between the 2-week period. And that's a complete falsehood. Because I'm like, here's my thing. If you never demonstrated between the 2 weeks, and this is why I love it, people don't think about this stuff, then how do you get the burn down chart to burn down? There's a whole chart that everybody talks about, the burn down chart. There's even one website, the key is to burn down, which is not the key to Agile or Scrum, either one. It's just a tool. It's a burn down chart. So if you do not show the work to the customer along the way, the burn down chart never burns down and it does a big waterfall at the end. So that's what that happens. So I always get confused. I get confused with that and velocity, where teams want to do, and this is a side thing, teams want to measure velocity based on hours. I'm like, well, you know, you just destroyed the metric for velocity, right? Because there's no way for velocity to ever go up. it's always going to be level because the most hours you can do is by the number of people on your team, by the hours they work in a week. So it's a straight line. It'll always be a straight line. A little jagged things when people are taking off for vacation. It's the stupidest idea. So I wonder when they say that, do they really think about this stuff? No, they don't. Anyway, I want to wish you a happy Thursday and happy scrumming. Give you a thumbs up and ring the little bell. I wish I could go back to sleep like this dog over here snoring away during the show. But I can't. I'm too wide awake now, and I got too many things to do. So I wish you the best. Happy day, and see you tomorrow. Bye. See you.